Tyre Power. Storewide super sale now on with 25% off on selected Kumho passenger and SUV tyres.
Lawn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 25 minutes past 7 on this Thursday. Bix, you've got to have a think about someone you're having a dig at a little bit later on. It is brought to you by Before You Dig, someone that we are certainly not going to have a dig at because we're excited they are in Studio Lumo this morning to celebrate the Adelaide Motorsport Festival. Racing is back in the city, which is awesome. It's basically a moving museum of everything we love about motorsport, teaming up with the Pellegra Group. Mark Bickley, we would like to welcome Sebastian Amadio into Studio Lumo. Good morning, mate, and welcome to SENSA. You must be pumped for this weekend.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm pumped for the weekend ahead. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Adelaide Motorsport Festival, some of the highlights in your eyes for it.
So the Motorsport Festival, in my eyes, rolling back the years, has always been an event where it brings people from the city and out of the city together just to see amazing cars on and off track, spend a wonderful time with your family, friends, just going around visiting as a community vibes, eating, drinking, having fun, and seeing old classic cars, even new cars together. And just getting everyone involved, I guess, with the motorsport scene.
And tell us about, it's like I said, it's a coming together of all things to celebrate motorsport, but also some big names coming too as well, which people will be excited by.
Yeah. No, of course. There'll be heaps of drivers well known with familiar faces and familiar names, such as Craig Lowndes, Thomas Randall, even Valtteri Bottas from Alfa Romeo Formula One. He'll be down there driving a supercar this weekend. So, yeah, big names to watch for.
Now, you've been driving for a while, but you're still so young, mate. How do you get into it? How do you start showing an interest in getting into a car? And then how does that progress to where you are right now?
Well, from a young age, at 8 years old, my dad introduced me to the motorsport scene because back in the day he used to drive as well, go-karts. And he introduced it to me and kind of said to me, would this be something you're interested in as a hobby at first? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? And then at the age of 9, I started competing and I found that I really enjoyed it. And as people say, I got bitten by the racing bug young, so it's just stuck with me ever since. So you start in go-karts, you work your way up into bigger, more powerful machines, and look where I am now, just competing in one of the best classes in Australia, I guess.
I have one more question before you, Bix, in relation to go-karts, because I am not an expert at go-karting, but you are, and you can tell me this. When you go around a corner in go-karts, do you use the brake or do you just let go of the accelerator a little bit? Because I find that I haven't found the right balance yet when I try to overtake people.
Well, if you want to overtake someone around the corner, you usually try and not use as much brake as you can, but you still use a bit because you want to slow down. You don't want to just keep going and eventually end up in a worse state than you could imagine. But you use the brake, but not as much as you probably should right now. So
this is when you want to beat your kids, you need to know how to go drive.
What I was going to say is, how do you pick the fast car? I always seem to get a slow one. You go to the kart place. Anyway, what kind of car are you driving? And what are you looking forward to this weekend on the track?
So the car I'll be driving this weekend is the S5000.
Yep.
It's known to be the fastest outright motorsport category, faster than the supercars.
Wow.
They're capable of reaching 300 k's an hour.
Things are happening pretty fast then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're moving when you're inside those things, yeah. But, it's basically a big carbon fibre, Formula One kind of spec open-wheeler car with a big, powerful 560 horsepower V8 engine in the back.
Wow.
Do you need to do much conditioning? I'm always fascinated by having a look at drivers when the V8s come to South Australia, or you have a look at the drivers in the F1, which is in Australia in a couple of weekends' time. We don't realise, A, the weight that you lose when you're in the vehicles and the conditioning that you need, not just mentally but also physically. Are you able to describe what you need to do in preparation?
Yeah, no. What you see with the professionals, with the Formula One supercars, is the exact same process for us young boys here, mentally and physically. Physically, going to the gym, keeping my body in shape, just working on conditioning, strength, core. Because in long enduring races, you lose weight. You tend to sweat a bit because it gets hot in the cabin. So, yeah, and your muscles are working the steering wheel, the pedals, because those things aren't that easy to push, I tell you that. and steer. But and then mentally, when it comes to me personally, I just like to block out everything and just stay focused, block out all distractions, because that's the way, that's how I find I work best and get to my, where I want to be.
Let's talk about your life in terms, you're 18 years of age, so this balance between chasing your dream, you know, you're doing really well at the moment and you're doing lots of driving. Do you have a job? Are you studying? How do you, what's the life balance look like for you at the moment?
So basically, I finished year 12. I finished my studies at school now, and currently I'm just working with my dad at his winery.
Okay.
At the cellar door, or even in the vineyards, just doing harvesting vintage on the tractors.
And it's vintage now, so you're busy.
Yep. Been working late night shifts. Wasn't happy at first, but you got to do what you got to do, I guess, to keep the old man happy. But
he's helped you all this time, so yeah, you got to pay him back a little bit. So also, I guess, you know, one of the reasons you're able to do what you do is also now you're partnering with Peligra. Tell us how important that is to have someone behind you that's willing to support you on your journey.
Oh, it's massive. Like a big organization like Peligra willing to support you and have your back and take a gamble on you, also by helping you with your chances of having a career in motorsport, is massive. And I'd just like to thank everyone at Peligra for giving me this opportunity, especially Ross Peligra and Peter, for this amazing opportunity. And rest assured that this will be a good investment for them, and that I'll do my best in every power and will.
Just finally, we were talking off air about Daniel Ricciardo and also Oscar Piastri. Now, you can now see a clear pathway where there's opportunities being presented to young Australians if you do wanted to race Formula One. I'm sure that makes you pretty excited to see that pathway exists.
Yeah. No, of course I'm excited for young Aussie drivers to get that pathway to Formula One. Being Australian, it's always tended not to be so easy for us Australians because we're so isolated and we haven't got other people around us to get the connections worldwide and getting that route to Formula One, Formula Two, Formula Three. But it's good to see that they found a loophole and a pathway for young Aussie drivers to get over there and have a crack.
Now, Sebastian, sorry, Bix, I have a very serious question here. Are you hand-picking your grapes or are they machine-picked? And this is Amadio Wines, I'm guessing, right? Because hand-picking and machine-picking is very different. What are you doing?
We do both. Mm. But myself, I tend to do more machine picking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So okay. That's a non-racing question.
I'm going back to racing. It's not quite in Sebastian's sort of world, but we're heading that way. The Melbourne Grand Prix, you're going to get across for a look. I'm guessing you drove there last year in one of the different classes. What's happening this year? Just going for a look?
Just going for a look. Yeah, this year just spending time with my family, having a good time in the stands, watching the Formula Ones go around Albert Park. So, this year is just having a time away with my family. Last year was amazing, don't get me wrong. First time in that car professionally around the Melbourne Grand Prix with the big crowds and atmosphere, it was just amazing. But hopefully I'll get more opportunities to drive whatever I want.
And obviously you follow the GP, like your favourite maker, favourite driver. Who do you keep an eye on?
With the Italian heritage in my family, you're obviously going to think that I'm going for the red team Ferrari.
Exactly.
So either Charles Leclerc or Carlos Sainz, I just want to win like last year.
Mm. And Sebastian, more importantly, if I was going to head to the winery today and go to the cellar door, am I looking for the Pinot or the single vineyard Shiraz? What's your recommendation? What should I go for?
Probably should go for the Shiraz if you're a red, pretty much of a red drinker.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we've covered all bases here, Bix, and we are celebrating the Adelaide Motorsport Festival with Sebastian Amadio here. And a huge thanks to the Peligra Group, for Ross especially, for the support that he puts into young South Australians where he sees potential, mate. So good luck. And if people come to the cellar door, are they a chance to meet you and get an autograph and things like that? Or are you just picking grapes?
Well, you can arrange at a time if you want an autograph, but mainly all my time is spent picking grapes in the vineyards, but we can work something out.
I love that. Thank you for joining us on SENSA. It is 26 minutes time.
I'll tell you what, living the dream, sports car driver, racing driver and wine maker.
Yeah, but the two don't really go hand in hand when you think about it.
I'll tell you what though, like if you had a choice between two jobs in the world, that'd be in my top five, I reckon.
And I think I've mentioned Amadio Wines enough to get a discount now, which is absolutely amazing. It's 26 minutes to 8 on SENSA.